The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, I've always thought that the Institute of Technology in Carlow were a clever bunch in the way that they made some of their courses meet unusual, or what I think was unusual, market demand, such as their innovative rugby management degree. Now, again, reflecting what's going on in business, they've created another degree course in brewing and distilling this time. And better still, local distiller Walsh Whiskey is awarding the best first-year student a €1,000 prize. Not bad at all. Dr. David Ryan of the Institute of Technology in Carlow is in studio with me, and Bernard Walsh, I think, may be on the line. He is the founder of Walsh Whiskey. Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning, Colin. Hi.
I'm just making sure that you're there. I'm going to talk to David, first of all, about the course, because to put it in context, David, why did you come up with this idea?
Good morning, and thank you for having us. Look, I suppose the idea for this program is maybe 10, 15 years old since I graduated from UCG. It's something that I've always been interested in, but the renaissance that we're experiencing in both the brewing and distilling industry at the moment was really the catalyst for the development of the program. We've been working on it now for about 5 years, and that consultation process with industry, with strategy reports, with government reports and policy, that's what took the time. And now we're delighted to say we've got our first students.
Why a degree course? I mean, isn't there an apprenticeship system already? If you fancy going into distilling, I presume you go down to Irish Distillery somewhere and that you're inducted.
There is, absolutely, and some of the big breweries and distilleries do have in-house programs, and you can do your apprenticeship model. But for the vast majority of employees, in order to get the qualification, what they've had to do to date was to travel, was to go to Heriot Watt, was to go to Edinburgh, was to go to Nottingham, was to go to Munich University. So this honours degree programme is the first opportunity on the island of Ireland for the qualification here in this country to support our blossoming and booming industry, both brewing and distilling.
Perfect opportunity for me to bring Bernard in here. Bernard, good morning again. You presumably are looking for some of these graduates once they do graduate. Have you had problems trying to find well-qualified staff?
Well, yes, that's what David refers to, the existing distillers and brewers, the large firms who have their own in-house programs. But Walsh Whiskey Distillery, when we started, there were no distillers in the southeast available to us. So we experienced firsthand, I suppose, the lack of resource. And I suppose we've over time recruited locally and built, I suppose, our own in-house expertise. But we've experienced firsthand the growing pains, and a lot of the support that we've received have been from distillers, not only just in Ireland, but also distilling consultancy outside of the country. We know many of them had to go to Heriot Watt in Scotland, seek their qualifications there, and quite often not return to Ireland. But we really want to encourage young students to look at brewing and distilling as a possible career. And I'm, I suppose, not just saying it from a Walsh Whiskey Distillery point of view, but there are great opportunities outside of Ireland, and we would be encouraging students in terms of when they graduate to go to maybe Kentucky, to go to Cognac Country, see what others are doing out there, and bring that expertise back to Ireland as well.
Well, now, you are on the Sunday Business Show. You've got a big audience, and you better use, as everybody else seems to use it, as a big ad for Walsh Whiskey. Tell me about your distillery. How big is it, and where you're selling, etc. You use the next minute as an ad.
Walsh Whiskey Distillery, we produce two whiskies, The Irishman and Rider's Tears. We export both brands to about 40 countries worldwide, North America and Europe. And at Royal Oak, we recently, as in March last year, started distilling for the first time. We have capacity to produce up to 8 million bottles per year there. And we're in operation, we're operating 7 days a week at the moment, 24 hours a day. And our doors are open to if anybody would like to come and visit and see how we make a whiskey and maybe influence you in taking up a career in distilling and brewing.
which again is a perfect segue back into David Ryan. Who and what are you looking for? Your this year's course is full, David, isn't it?
Yes, we've just had our first intake of students, of undergraduate students, and it's a wonderful bunch. There's a combination of school leavers, mature students. We've got some international students, one gentleman from Helsinki who's travelled over specifically to take the programme. So we're up and running this year with a full course. It's an honours degree in science, so it is a science programme for first year, and then after next year they'll break into multidisciplinary engineering, business and marketing.
Mammy and Daddy are asking about points, I'm sure.
Yeah, so it's a common entry through first year science CW108 in IT Carlow. Points this year were 300. So hopefully next year we'll see the application numbers up again. So.
But hang on a second now, that means that the points will go up. We're very inclusive on the Sunday Business Show. We want everybody to be in there. Can you not take more people?
We can, I suppose. IT Carlow has doubled in size in the last 5 years. Capacity in terms of numbers would be what we'd have to look at there, but yes. The other thing about it, I suppose, we're going to start off with our 18. The industry's building. We're expecting 100 breweries by 2025, 28 wow. distilleries. Yeah. So we will increase the capacity of students and undergraduate places to match that growth in the industry.
Actually, to put that in context, the numbers of distilleries in Scotland versus Ireland?
Scotland at the moment has about 120 distilleries. I heard an interesting stat there recently about 1 in 3 people are in some way connected to this distillation industry in Scotland. We were there. So Ireland is primed to retake our place there. You know, there was a time where every town, village and city in the country had a distillery, a brewery or multiple. So, you know, the potential is there and the potential to match Scotland and in fact.
It seems like a great business to get into, all right, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, David, where will they find you? Where will they apply?
Well, directly to IT Carlow, www.itcarlow.ie for the undergraduate full-time degree programme. We also run a suite of lifelong learning programmes because in the development of the degree programme, what industry said to us was, well, look, this is fantastic. We're hugely supportive and industry have been hugely supportive of the degree. But we have staff now on site who are working full-time who want to get qualifications in the area as well. So we run a suite of lifelong learning programmes or evening programmes. IT Carlow would be the biggest provider in the country of lifelong learning programmes. So through our website, our email, ll@itcarlow.ie, you'll find the suite of CPD programmes.
And, going off subject, check out that rugby one. I think it is incredible. That's backed by Leinster Rugby.
It is indeed. But, yeah. I mean, that's one of a suite of programmes. We also have similar degree programmes in soccer and GAA. You mentioned the innovative.
I didn't know that
actually, yeah. We do, yeah. And you mentioned the innovative culture in Carlow. You're absolutely correct there. So it's niche programmes. It's programmes to look at gaps in graduate streams. So rehabilitation, strength and conditioning, design, avionics, sustainable farm management, you know, TV and media. That's what we do. We look for the niche programmes and we develop the undergraduate and postgraduate training to suit.
Now you've got your ad out. You see, everybody just abuses the Sunday Business Show and you got big fat ad there. Dr. David Ryan of the IoT Carlow, thank you very much for joining us. Bernard Walsh was talking to us there, he of Walsh Whiskey, and he says he's going 24/7, so I'm sure Walsh Whiskey will welcome you 24/7. We are going to take a break, after which we are going to talk about service delivery.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.